Let's try something different today. Let's talk about Jesus. Not about you, not about me, not about the world. Let's talk about Jesus. Who is this Jesus anyway? In a few moments, you're going to stand up with me and you're going to proclaim this. It took 300 years to get this together before Nicaea, huh? One Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, one of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, not begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through whom all things are made. Wow. I guess it's true, that's Jesus. That's way up there somewhere, isn't it? The Gospels during Lent don't articulate a fancy theological formula, which is very true and reliable, but a little bit dense. The Gospels show us, week after week during Lent, who Jesus is, his identity, and what Jesus does, his mission among us in the world. Last Sunday and this Sunday, it's about Jesus' identity. Remember the temptations last week? Jesus really is a human being like you and me. He suffers the same struggles to find his way through life with the grace of God the Father. Today, we see Jesus transfigured before Peter, James, and John on a mountain. Jesus is truly the Son of God, declared by the Father as his chosen Son. Jesus is truly one of us, and truly the Son of God. That's who he is. That's his identity. That's the first 2 weeks of Lent. But starting next Sunday and throughout until Holy Week, we're going to pay more attention to what does Jesus do? What's his mission? We'll see Jesus teaching, healing, forgiving, raising up from the dead, and ultimately giving his own life on the cross for our salvation. This is who Jesus is and what Jesus does. It'd be good for us to make Lent all about Jesus. Time and time again in confession, after people are talking, I say, well, outside of your church going or not going to church, outside of your devotional prayers like the Rosary or the Our Father or some Novenas that are all very well and good, do you ever just stop and talk to Jesus person to person? And time again, people say, I don't really have any personal connection with Jesus. Like, I know he's the Son of God. I believe he came, suffered, and died, and rose, but it's not real for me. Well, Lent is about making Jesus more real for you and for me. If you didn't already get that free gift, Rediscover Jesus, there's still about 50 copies out on the table. Just 2 or 3 minutes a day to reflect upon who is Jesus in your life? Who is Jesus for our world? To come to know Jesus more fully, to understand what he believes and how he lived and why he does what he does, to fall in love with Christ again in a deeply personal way. That's what Lent is for. That's what we're invited to and challenged to do. So the scriptures will tell us who Jesus is and what Jesus does. But we need to take some time during Lent to talk about Jesus with one another, to stop and have a conversation with Jesus person to person ourselves, to learn more, to love more deeply, and ultimately, come Holy Week, to recommit ourselves to follow him more faithfully. So for all of you who dare to call yourselves Christians, I challenge you, this Lent, here and now, not next year, not next week, here and now, rediscover Jesus, who he is, what he does, and why we follow him.